Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Good afternoon. This is the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right on South Main. Ian Went back with you. What? Me? Well, thanks to Jeff Bowman for stepping in the last couple weeks. Talk with Adrian College athletes and their coaches. That's the whole point of this show, is to spotlight student athletes and the programs across Adrian College. Let me tell you a couple things first about Frickers. They're hiring. So stop on by and get an application. Also, I was made aware of a new item on the menu. A couple weeks ago, Bob brought out a frickin' Sweetza dessert pizza. Incredible. It is topped with cinnamon, sugar, and vanilla icing. Check it out. A Sweetza dessert pizza here at Frickers. Don't forget their weekday lunch specials and their everyday values. Kids also eat free. Right now that you're hungry, let's talk some equestrian today. And our regular guest on this program, the senior from Grand Blanc, Michigan, Madison Austin. She joins me for, I don't know, the fourth or fifth time, but thanks for continuing to come back.
Yeah, hi. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited. This is about my third time being here, so I'm excited to talk about our trip to Nationals next week and tell you all about it.
All right. And let's learn about how you got there. The Bulldogs have two individuals qualified for Nationals. That's a pretty amazing feat considering the league you're associated with has 10,000 riders, 400 colleges. What did you have to do, Madison, to qualify for the event, and can you tell us about what that event actually is?
So for this year, our regular season started in September and lasted until the end of February. So during that regular season, I competed in the open horsemanship and the open reining. And since those are the two highest divisions, they accumulate our scores. And for every rider being in the class, they accumulate your scores. And whoever has the highest amount of points at the end of the regular season is the high point rider for the region. So I had the highest amount of points at the end of February before regionals, which gave me the award for being the high point rider within the region. So this is a huge accomplishment, and this is one of my goals that I was really excited about. Because we really start competing for this back in September.
Sure.
So to earn this, the big exciting part is that it's an automatic ticket to Nationals.
So you don't have to compete in the region?
So I had already qualified for regionals. So I did compete at regionals.
Oh.
But, and I could qualify to compete in other classes, but I was already had a straight ticket to compete in the high point rider class at Nationals.
Okay.
So there are separate classes, like there's a high point rider, which is what I'll be riding in. It's sponsored by Back on Track, and it's a two-phase class for the reining and the horsemanship that I'll ride in, which, like I said, just gives me the automatic ticket. I did compete at regionals. And
that
was
my next question.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I did still compete at regionals, and you have to place top two, and I was third and fourth, so I was just out of the running. It was just a tough day, but it was okay because I still had that automatic ticket to Nationals.
And was that for two different events that you tried to qualify for in that regional?
They were the same for the open horsemanship and the open reining.
Okay.
Yep.
So kind of a tune-up for Nationals.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I don't know why I forgot this, but no, I know why I don't know this, because you don't have a horse. They assign them at random, right, when you
yes.
go to these events.
Yep.
But what's your quote-unquote practice horse? What's your favorite horse here locally? I know the college has a few horses over in the Blissfield area.
Yes, so we have about 8 to 10 horses throughout the collegiate season that we'll all practice on. I do have some favorites, but we try to mix them up and put everyone on horses that are hard for them so they can learn better skills. One of my favorite horses was MJ. She has been in the program for about 2 or 3 years, and she's just a solid citizen. I've been fortunate enough to draw her at some of our competitions
as
well.
Nice.
I did ride her at regionals, which is sometimes good and bad, right? Because you know they're like corks.
You know what they want to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but that was fun to do.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. So this is your Second, third time at Nationals in your career?
Yep, second time competing at the IGSA Nationals.
And last year the team went.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
This year the team didn't quite qualify.
Yes.
Okay.
So this year the team ended up in second place for the whole region, which was still a really great feat because we had a much smaller team. So we did not fill up all the class divisions because we had about 8 seniors leave us last year.
Oh.
So we were much smaller, but we were still, like, beating Albion. We were still just a couple points behind them at the end of the season. But last year we did place first in the region, which sent us to Nationals ultimately.
And you took second this year?
Yep.
In the region?
Mm-hmm.
Even without all the possible points out there?
Yes. We had, like, some injuries. We had some people, you know, some sick people. We had, you know, maybe 8 members competing. So each member really had to pull their own and do well in order to get us in the running.
Well, that's great. Talk with Madison Austin with the equestrian team at Adrian College. The other qualifier we've kind of mm-hmm. talked about off the air, a youngster, mm-hmm. just a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
Chris or Christopher, however they go by, Warwick, qualified for Nationals. So you being a senior and seeing a sophomore successful has mm-hmm. to feel good in that way.
Yes, I'm super, super excited for him. He qualified by, he made it to regionals by qualifying for regionals, and then he was reserve champion at regionals, so top 2, which advanced him to semifinals. So then he was first at semifinals, which then qualified for nationals, which is, there's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
But ultimately, he was in the rankings for all of the right reasons, and he is now going to nationals to compete in the level 1 horsemanship. And this is his second time competing at nationals as well, so it's super exciting.
For the everyday viewer, mm-hmm. what types of things do you actually do in the ring? Is this like you're jumping over things, you're running around things, or are you just riding and, you know, trotting and gating, whatever you guys
yeah.
call it, you know, backing up the horse, doing all these different things? Is that all-encompassing for equestrian? Do you get to do all that stuff?
Yes. So for the Western horsemanship, it's all based on our form and our position and, like, how we maneuver the horse. So we will go in and do a rail portion where the judge will ask us to do, like, walk, trot, and canter both directions. And then we will line up and do a pattern that is picked, like, the morning of, and it will have a series of maneuvers, like maybe change of direction. It will have circles. It will have stops. It will have backs. It will have you know, changes of leads, things like that that are kind of meant to trip us up, or, you know, really straight lines that we have to do perfectly on horses that we don't know.
Right. I think that's the big thing is a horse you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, people out there listening are like, oh, John Wayne and his horse, like, they were inseparable. They knew exactly what was going on. You could draw a horse that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
How do you get a rider ready for that? You're a senior, so obviously I'm sure you give some pointers to the younger people on the team about that. I'm sure that gives them a little anxiety, you know, getting on a horse that they don't know. How do you kind of, I'll say comfort them, but that's not the right word, but in the same family of the word I'm looking for.
And when we get freshmen coming in, we definitely get a lot of nervous people. And ultimately, IHSA wants this to be fun and a learning opportunity, so I always ensure everyone that these horses are safe. They are horses, so anything could happen, but they are evaluated at the beginning of the show. So I'm like, they're safe. We kind of have an idea of how they're going to go around and really just go out there and have fun. I tell the team that we're highly competitive and we want to win, but it's not that serious. Like, just go out there and it's one ride for about 2 to 3 minutes. And ultimately you probably get to do it again. So,
and you're not competing directly against somebody else. It's you and the horse and the course.
It's, you're probably going to be in with like 6 to 10 other people.
Oh, at the same time?
Yes.
Oh.
Except for when you're doing your pattern, that will be one at a time. But when you go in on the rail, it's about 6 to 10, sometimes more, sometimes less.
But it's not like timed or anything. There's still, you're judged individually, not really compared to other people.
You're compared to other people in a sense of there will be a placing first through sixth.
Yeah.
So in that sense.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, you beat this person.
Yes.
Head to head.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So your season will actually end, the long, long season mm-hmm. of equestrian, this next week, May 3rd through 5th at Tryon International Equestrian Center down in North Carolina. Is that where Nationals were last year?
No, Nationals was at the Kentucky Horse Park last year.
Ooh, that's cool. Should have gone to that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So what do you know about this place? Have you looked it up and you're familiar with it?
It's huge. It's really cool. Hopefully the weather is going to be great. I have been down there once for just driving by. Me and my mom stopped through, and it's just this huge coliseum. They have a bunch of different arenas. They have shops, really good places to eat, some other vendors. It just looks like it's going to be a lot of camaraderie and fun stuff happening, I think. So,
How many are doing the events that you do? How many are you competing against?
You know, I don't know the exact number, but I think it will be 12 plus.
Okay.
In my high point rider class, it's myself against all the other high point riders in the United States. So each region, we are the Michigan region, has a high point rider. So you know, there's not 50 of us, but there could be like 12 to 20 of
okay.
us, I believe.
And this is between all divisions or just Division III?
Just the...
The IHSA.
Just IHSA, yes.
Does that include Division I, Division II schools? Or
no.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Not for IHSA. I guess I'm wrong. So Division II schools can have IHSA teams, but they have to be IHSA teams. There's not like a D1 IHSA team or like a D2 IHSA team, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a sense of of that. Okay. Well, you brought a teammate. Touch her for a second.
Okay.
Madison's the vet, but we're gonna switch it up here for just a little bit. We're gonna learn a little bit about your teammate. Can you? I know we introduced ourselves before, but what's your name? What's your grade? And where'd you come from?
Hi, yeah, I'm Corinne Prado. I'm a sophomore, and I'm from Holland, Michigan.
Holland, okay. I have to ask everyone from that part of the state, why didn't you go to Hope? What brought you to Adrian College? And we kind of took it from their backyard.
Yeah, I actually am a dual sport athlete. I'm on the acrobatics and tumbling team here at Adrian, and that's ultimately what drew me here. And then, of course, the horses. Got to stick around. Hope College doesn't have that, so.
Well, awesome. You've obviously enjoyed your time here, and did you ride in your freshman year? So this is your second season?
Yeah, so I actually started about halfway through the season last year, so I fully committed to the team this year, and it's been a lot of fun.
Very cool. Do you have a favorite horse? Is it also MJ? Are we getting a little biased here?
No, I really loved MJ as well. She's probably my favorite horse from the group as well.
Okay. What's the horse that was recently donated to the team? What's that one's name?
Willie.
Willie. How's he doing?
He's pretty good. He's still learning the ropes of all the IHSA stuff. And coming from his background here, it's been pretty fun to learn on him. He's got a lot to learn and a lot to teach us as well.
Corinne, when you were in high school or younger, did you ride horses, or you just liked the idea and now you're here in school and you gave it a try?
I started riding horses halfway through high school, so kind of had some experience before coming into college, but I was a gymnast growing up, and so horses and gymnastics didn't really combine very well.
You know where they do combine, though? It's the circus.
Yes.
Right?
A little
do
bit.
Do they still do that? No. Well, so were you part of the team last year when they got to go to Nationals? Were you part of that experience?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Did you compete or were you just there for fun?
They recruited me to start showing. I didn't end up going to Nationals, but I showed at one of the local shows.
Oh, cool.
In the region, so yeah.
Nice. Do you do the same type of riding as Madison?
I competed in the rookie division this year and qualified for regionals and actually won my rookie regional class. So
there
I qualified for semifinals and took seventh at semis, which was pretty cool. So, yeah.
In our business, we call that burying the lead. You should have led with that. And
yeah.
I won this thing.
Yes.
All right. So you're going to look at next year jumping up from the the rookie division? Did you qualify for that because you won?
Yeah. Okay. So in region, I qualified out of the rookie level, and I'm in level one now, and that'll be what I'll be showing next year.
Very cool. So whole team get to go, or is it just going to be Chris and Madison?
Unfortunately, just Madison and Chris,
okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, maybe we can get you there next year.
Yeah, definitely. That's the goal.
All right. Awesome. Well, thanks for putting on the headset. I don't know how much you planned on doing it, but it was nice to talk to you. And Madison is always good to talk to you. And good luck next week down in North Carolina. We'll be cheering you on. All right. Once again, Corinne and Madison with the equestrian team at Adrian College. We're going to step aside and talk some golf. Huh. Greenies here. We'll talk about the team. How about that? We'll be right back with more ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian right after these messages.
That was a great...
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
ACL Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. It's a great looking day outside, but it's always a great looking day inside Frickers. The NFL draft is today. Lions fans, head on out. They'll have it up on the TVs here tonight. I am sure of it. We just talked about some equestrian. Now we're going to talk some golf for the next half hour or so. A lot of people are getting their leagues going, you know, the summer leagues, and people having a good time, but the men's golf team at Adrian College has been hard at work. We're talking with their coach, Brent Greenwood. Greeny. Coach, good to see you again. Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk about the men's team first. This is your third year as the coach. We are fast approaching the MIAA Spring Final this weekend. Kind of a local course over at the Legacy over in Monroe County. Postseason for some spring sports can be complicated. How does it work for men's golf? What does the team need to do to get to where they want to be?
Yeah, so golf is six cumulative rounds, four of them being in the fall, and then this two-day spring final. Right now the men sit in fourth. Few shots back for sure. We definitely got some work cut out for us, but thankfully, we are the host. That's why it is close to us.
Okay.
It just cannot be at our home course. It has to be at a neutral site. So I was down there earlier today, kind of getting things prepped, in the office getting things prepped. Hopefully, it's going to play pretty tough, and hopefully we can claw back.
Well, I shot a pretty good score there for me, so might get some low numbers over there. But, you know, who knows? With the team this season, Hendrick leads you guys to Koning. That's how I'm going to not butcher his name. I did it right?
Yep, that's
okay.
Correct.
76 average. Then Cam Bozick, a local product with a 76.5 average, and Joe Renfer with that number as well. That's not bad. You know, that's a couple strokes over par. That's a darn good average for a season. Could you speak to kind of the consistency of the team?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, we've played pretty well this year. You know, with the cumulative six rounds, you just have to bring it, you know, six different times, right, to really compete. And, you know, we had one slip up over at Zollner when we were at Trine earlier in the fall, and Hope kind of took advantage of that, took advantage of everybody that day. They shot three under as a team.
Wow.
And gained some serious ground. So everyone's been clawing back since then. And like I said, I would say this is probably one of our better teams we've had, especially getting the production out of the young guys. You know, Cam's been great. Christian Long is a sophomore also who's probably right there behind those guys as far as average goes. But we have truly, I mean, six guys that are pretty interchangeable, which is nice, right? And, mm-hmm. and consistency wins in golf. You know, you can have two really low numbers, but if your other two numbers aren't very good, you're not going to go very far. So having six guys that are pretty interchangeable makes my life easy, but also difficult because I got to choose who's not in the lineup out of those six because we start five.
Okay.
Yeah, so that sometimes gets a little interesting.
Yeah, I imagine it can, and people listening know about inconsistencies in golf. That's not anything new. With the setup for the season, I'm going to say it's weird. You're the coach, so you have to be political. You play most of your season in the fall, and then you wait however many weeks, and then, boom, it's the conference final, two-day event. How have you been, you know, you could gain a lot of momentum, but you can lose it too. So that's kind of where you say, well, hope is in the lead, but kind of who knows what could happen. So it's good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, the last round that counted for the conference, I don't have the exact date, but it would have been early October or late September. So, I mean, yeah, you're talking 6 months ago was the last one that counted. So a lot can change, you know, through, you know, graduation and injuries and, you know, just different people being in the lineup. So, yeah, well, in the weather, right? Like in October, you know, it's usually 65, 70 degrees out. Thankfully, the next 2 days, it looks like we're going to get that. But you never know what you're going to get in the spring. You know, sometimes it's 40 degrees and wind blowing like crazy.
All right. Talking men's golf here with Brent Greenwood, the head coach for both the men's and the women's. We'll touch on the ladies' team in a little bit. But so the conference champion, according to the notes handed to me, based on the best team average across the six total conference rounds, you're getting – it counts as one round this weekend?
No, so this will be two rounds. Yep, two rounds.
Okay,
yep.
Back-to-back days?
Yep, Friday, Saturday. Friday's tee time starting at 11 from worst to first from team standpoint, and then Saturday's 9 a.m. worst to first tee times, which we're in the middle wave of both of those groupings because we're sitting in fourth right now.
Okay. With the individuals shooting the way they have, you know, 76, 76 and a half. Is it similar to some other sports where you can qualify as an individual, but maybe the team doesn't qualify? Does golf offer that?
Yes, there are individual qualifiers as well. It's very difficult for golf because the number of teams that make the postseason and number of individuals, from a percentage standpoint of the total hole, is very small. Right now our lowest ranked player is probably Hendrick. I haven't looked at it in a little while. But he's still, you know, pretty far out of where, you know, you need to be to qualify individually. And part of that is strength of schedule. Part of that is, you know, just our conference doesn't quite get as much respect probably as it should on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, him going out and beating our conference doesn't garner the respect as someone that plays in a more difficult conference, maybe coming in, you know, 15th, right?
Sure.
But it's definitely possible. I mean, it's an uphill battle for sure.
Right. Do all teams deal with the split schedule fall and spring at the Division III level?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of your northern schools, you know, up in Maine and up the East Coast, they'll do a 3-day like conference final in the fall because obviously their spring weather is not playable.
Right.
A lot of the southern schools, they will actually do a 3-day spring championship.
Okay.
And that decides their conference. Our conference is a little bit different than most where we have the four in the fall, then the two in the spring. I think from what I've heard throughout the league, the overall goal eventually is to work towards a 3-day, you know, championship, whether it be in the fall or the spring. But that would open up those non-conference rounds to then playing in some of those higher elevated events and garnering more, you know, team and individual respect in the rankings.
Could golf get to a point where, okay, your regular season means something, but you would count the final as like a your postseason tournament, and then the winner of that would go.
Yes, yeah, so,
instead of just combining six.
Yeah,
together.
So a lot of those conferences that just do the three-round final, they'll have like a two-day like conference preview in the fall, but it doesn't actually mean anything for postseason. So they'll do a fall preview, okay. And then they'll do the three-day spring championship, and whoever wins that. So it could be, you know, you could come in eighth in the fall and
exactly.
win the spring, and,
right.
and you're going.
Okay.
Probably gives you the best at the time, right, versus the
yep.
team that lead in September.
Yeah.
But sometimes that also is the same team. I mean, it's
exactly.
not. It doesn't
yeah,
always
yeah, yeah.
change, right?
Just gives you the opportunity.
Right.
To, okay. Well, that's – it. Learning about all these different sports is seems like every postseason is a little bit different. So the men looking at hopefully grabbing – might as well just go ahead and win this thing at home, right, and see where the chips fall after that. You know, it'd be nice to get some of these guys on that all-conference honors team and to kind of keep building this program that you've been in charge of for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing with having the two-day spring final is that's 33% of the rounds that count, you know. So, realistically, there's a lot to, you know, to happen. Sarah, who you're going to talk to next, she proved that, you know, last Monday, Tuesday, where, you know, she was – kind of just out of second team and threw herself way up into the middle of second team just with those, you know, those two rounds. So there's, you know, with 33% still to go, a lot can happen both up and down.
Yeah, is that kind of the message for the guys? Is like there's still a lot out there that we can go get?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, even if we don't, you know, kind of how the women, you know, played this week, we didn't get all the shots we needed back to you know, to win the conference, but we still won the two-day event and won both days individually. So, you know, if we go do that on the guy's side and it's just not quite enough, it still, you know, builds that momentum kind of going into the fall. You know, and I feel like it's a good thing to, you know, think about over the next 3 months, over the summer.
I guess for you being coach now for this year, your third season, you've had success thus far. Are the teams tracking the way you want them to? You feel like you're in a good spot. Obviously, there's more you can attain, but, you know, how do you feel? You know, you're in year three of building this program.
Yeah, the numbers definitely speak for themselves. The numbers have definitely went down as far as the team average and then individual averages over the 3 years. And I think part of it is just finding the right people. You know, golf is a unique sport where we don't need everyone there at the same time to get better. Like, I need every one of them to want to get better, right? Like, in our best players, you know, if you look at the lineups on both sides, more times than not, it's the person that puts the most work in, you know? And I think every sport is like that, but with golf, it's so unique that you can do that by yourself. You know, you don't
right.
need your other four teammates there for you to get better. Like, you can get substantially better on your own by just putting in the work. So, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, like, I think when I took over, you know, we were a seventh place or eighth place team on the women's side and a fifth or sixth place team on the men's side. So seeing them, you know, improve and climb up the rankings has been fun.
All right, Coach. We'll preview our next segment, but you are the coach for the men's and the women's team. And finishing second in the conference, just behind St. Mary's, like we alluded to, you made a very good push on that final event to get quite close. I know this team wanted to repeat, and they've had a target on their back all season, but you have to be proud of how they were able to defend it, but also know that it was right there, and you could have won it.
Yeah, and I told them in the van ride on the way back, you know, Monday and Tuesday was a success, right? Like, we didn't obviously get to where we wanted to, but we had, you know, four people earn all conference honors. We won the two-day event, you know, and I kind of, you know, looked back, not so much from Monday and Tuesday. I looked previously where, you know, the round we played at Zollner, we put ourselves in too big of a hole, you know, and this year we were a little bit more inconsistent, and that's kind of what got us in the end. Is, you know, we would shoot a really good round and gain a bunch of shots, but then we would hand them right back in the next round.
Sure.
And whereas last year we kind of just were consistent all the way through and didn't give up those big chunks. But yeah, overall, I mean, a success. I mean, I told them in the van, if you would have, you know, told the previous coach Ryan Williams that a bad year is coming in second by 7 shots and having 4 all-conference players, he would have probably laughed pretty hard, you know.
Right. I know there's a chance that there's an at-large for the team, but the way college golf is structured, it's kind of stacked against you to get the into the national tournament.
Yeah, we need a lot of the favorites around the country to win their conference, because every upset that happens, obviously that, you know, that high-ranked team, you know, top 10 team, top 5 team is going to get an at-large. So,
right.
You know, the more of those teams that can win, that makes our chances a little bit better. But, yeah, it's still a long shot from all the coaches that I've talked to, it sounds like.
When is the selection for that?
I believe it's May 12th. I think it's May 12th. Yeah, because I think the last day you could potentially play is the 11th, and then the next day they do all the seeding and selection.
All right. Well, big event for the men coming up this weekend at the Legacy, just out there on 223. And we'll be keeping an eye on those Bulldogs and cross our fingers for the ladies. Coach, thanks for your time. It's good to catch up, and I'll see you around campus.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Once again, that was Brent Greenwood with the Adrian College golf teams, the men's and the women's side, here on the ACL Access Show. We're going to talk to one of those women's golfers. I'll tell you who. We'll talk about her and with her coming up next. Ian Wentz, John Kane back in our studio on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
All Access Show. It's a look into the different athletic programs at Adrian College, the coaches, the players, all of that good stuff with John Kane in our studios. I'm Ian Wentz at Frickers in Adrian. This place is going to be jumping tonight. The NFL draft is in Detroit, but I think people want to avoid downtown. If you can, stop on by at Frickers. Everyday values. So today is frickin' chicken chunks. Good deal. If you want to work, they're hiring. Stop on by South Main in Adrian. And now that she has her headset adjusted from Coach Greeny, we're going to talk with Sarah Bevington with the women's golf team at Adrian. She is a junior from Iona right here in Michigan. Sarah, first off, thanks for doing this. It's appreciated. Number two, what brought you to Adrian College 3 years ago? Was it the pink flowers on campus?
I mean, the pink flowers are pretty hard to beat. overall, though, I think I just wanted, like, a program that was, like, going to fit me well. And then also the major, I'm an exercise science major, and they have a really great program here. So having the best of both worlds, both academically and athletically, was just kind of a no-brainer to go here.
Well, when I visited Adrian many years ago, it was February, so the flowers weren't out yet, so I made my decision, and then I saw the flowers, and I knew I made the right choice. But you're right about the many different things you can do at a Division III school, and especially at Adrian with, you know, 50-some sports teams and all these different opportunities to do things outside the classroom. How long have you been golfing? Is it something you picked up in high school, or you've been playing since you were three?
Yeah, no, I actually didn't start playing golf until sophomore year of high school. I took to it very quickly. My parents both golfed, and then a lot of my family members had also golfed in the past, so it was pretty easy just to pick it up since it was kind of all around me. And then my dad ended up being my coach in high school, which also helped quite a bit.
Was it one of those, is there a parent that wants to coach the team? Was it that kind of deal, or?
He was kind of just looking for something to do after work, so it just kind of worked out. He wanted to hang out with me more, and it was just an opportunity that presented itself.
That's cool. My dad volunteer coached me for some baseball teams, and it's just a very cool experience. Golf is different, you know, from a sport like baseball or football, where like you tee off and you don't see your coach until you come back in off the ninth green. Could you talk about maybe for you the differences between competing in high school and competing at the collegiate level?
Yeah, so competing in high school, huge difference between competing in college. It almost doesn't feel as competitive because a lot of people who play in high school just kind of want another sport to do, to have on their resumes and whatnot. So it definitely is more competitive, and then also like it requires more of like a mental capacity too. Like in high school, you're not thinking about all the different factors that go into like your game, whereas in high school or in college, you have like all of these different resources around you, so you get to like optimize all of those and then perfect every part of your game that you're able to.
Speaking of optimizing everything, having the facilities that Adrian does, were they brand new when you came in, or was that your sophomore year they got those indoor facilities?
I'm not entirely sure. When I came on my visit here, the indoor facility was already there.
Okay.
But since I've been here, it's been upgraded tremendously. We've got a 2-speed putting green up top and a very nice flight scope simulator. So we're very fortunate to have such a nice facility.
This is your third year. You're a junior. This is Coach Greenwood's third year. What was that like, committing to a program with a first-year coach?
Yeah, it was when we found out that, so when I committed, the previous coach is the one who recruited me, along with the five other juniors, now four juniors that are still on the team. And we found out about 2 weeks before we arrived to campus that he was not going to be our coach, and they were still looking for somebody to, like, replace him. So it was very concerning. I remember getting a text in, like, our team group chat saying, like, oh, Ryan's not coming back, he's not coming back, what are we going to do? And I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just get myself into? Like, is it too late to transfer, basically? But I decided just to stick with it, and I chose that school not just for the athletics, so I decided to keep going there. And then we really just, Greeny's just one of the most important people in my life, honestly. He's been such a great coach for me and for the whole team, and we got really lucky to have him as our coach.
People that follow this program know what happened last year, and you were trying to repeat this year, and it just came up short, second place in the conference. But you did win that MIAA spring final. What was that like for you? You tied second in the tournament with a 78 and an 80. You know, was it like bittersweet, like, cool, we won this, but it wasn't really what we thought we could do?
I mean, overall, our goal was to go out and win the whole entire conference again, like we did the year prior. I think it was just a lack of consistency for us that really derailed us from that plan. But it was still really nice to go out there and have, like, a good tournament. I know our scores were pretty elevated from what we would normally consider shooting, but, I mean, a win is still a win, so it was nice to win the two-day, but it would have been, yeah, nicer to win the whole thing. But obviously, we can't always do what we set out to do, but we can try our best, and that's how it went.
Trying to jog my memory, was it a 14-stroke difference you had to make up in the last
weekend?
Yeah,
so it was a 14-stroke difference for 2 days, and I think we made up, I want to say, five the first day and then one the second day, so we still came up 8 shots short.
So a very... It's a competitive conference.
Yeah, it was, for sure.
And with what you guys did last year, you got an extra, you know, target on your back, to use the cliche.
It feels like it, yeah.
Yeah, hey, it's a good spot to be.
It is, yeah. It's better to be looking up and not having to worry about those behind you, but it was kind of fun to try to chase them down, I'm not going to lie. The pressure wasn't on us this year. It was more on them to, like, stay ahead of us. So It was a good competition between us and them, and I'm very happy that they're going to represent us at Nationals.
Talking with Sarah Bevington with the women's golf team at Adrian College. The team you have put together, it's really the junior class, right? It's you, it's Lauren, you know, players like that you're going to come back next year. Does the result? Now, look, there's a slight chance you can still go to Nationals, but very slim. Mm-hmm. But already looking forward to next year,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Does that just add to
it adds the fuel to the fire. I mean, when we came in as freshmen, we kind of made our places known, and I think we've built on that each year. And I know that no matter what, like, especially us four juniors, we can always rely on each other to, like, pick each other up when we're down and, like, try to just do whatever we can to get to where we need to be. And especially this year, bringing in Ainsley, she's been great this year, a freshman. She's been a great addition to the starting lineup, and she's just going to progressively get better and better and add to that momentum. So I'm really excited to see where the team's going to be next year.
All right, Sarah, let's talk golf for a little bit. I played in high school, mm-hmm. didn't play in college, but if you have played, you still kind of do.
Yeah.
78 and an 80. For all of our golfers out there listening, what's some advice you would give to them? Like, let's say, maybe they're not looking to break 80. Maybe mm-hmm. they want to break 90.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big thing that they need to work on, in your opinion? Like, what got you to shooting these kind of scores?
I would say it's two things. The first thing is something my coach always harps on, just avoid the big numbers. Like, if you can turn a 7 into a 6 or a 6 into a 5, like, that will save you so many strokes in the end. Like, just always try to get a lower score. Like, it's okay if you have, like, one bad hole, but try not to let it affect the other holes. So just try to avoid the big numbers, I'd say. And then the second thing, something I've actually struggled with for a while, is just not making it such a mental game. Like, golf is always going to be a mental game, but you shouldn't make it more mental than it needs to be. And
so don't overthink.
Yeah, definitely. But also don't let your emotions, like, get into it too much. So there's, like, if you're playing bad, like, there's the people who kind of, like, mope around and you're like, oh, it's just not my day, like, there's nothing I can do about it. And then there's people like me who, like, get mad, they get fired up, like, they know that they can do better, so they get frustrated and, like, pretty mad when they don't. So it's, for me, it's just trying to maintain a level head and not getting too emotionally involved into it, because at the end of the day, it's just a round of golf and you're going to go home at the end of it.
All right, pick one for, let's say, somebody gets an hour with a pro
mm-hmm.
for free.
Mm-hmm.
Should they get the lessons off the tee or on the green?
Because
you can lose a lot of strokes,
you know, yeah,
in both,
I would
those,
say,
both those places.
I would say get it around the green.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you should be able to two-putt every green you land on, and three-putts kill you. So, I mean, yeah. If you hit a bad tee shot, you can punch out, you can fix it. But around the green, like, that's just you and your putter. So definitely take it around the green.
When you're out, you're probably golfing with your dad still,
mm-hmm.
whenever you can, but it's, you know, he's better than me. He has been, he had a very low handicap back in the day, but, you know, he'd play golf with his dad, my grandpa, and he would, you know, hit a 190-yard, 200-yard drive right down the middle, get it near the green in two, chip on, and one putt for a four.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's my dad, who can hit a drive 240, 250, spraying the ball around for a five or a six. Mm-hmm. So that's, I agree. It's
yeah.
around the green.
Yeah.
I golfed last weekend, and it was around the green. That wasn't too fun. Going to get some advice again. What types of golf balls do you guys use, or is it kind of, you're on your own, or is a college supply them for you? How
oh,
do you
yeah.
find a ball that fits how you play?
Definitely just preference. Like, I think a lot of people, like, after they play for a while, they kind of dial in, like, what they prefer out of a ball. And then the college, well, our budget from the golf team will provide those balls. We get a nice big old Adrian decal on them, and we get to pick, like, which kind. Like, I know a couple of the team, they do, like, Bridgestone, Callaway. I'm one of the Titleists. We got Pro B1s, X's. Yeah, it's just all, like, you just got to dial in what you want. And if you want to change, like, you can always, like, ask Greeny, hey, do we have any extra of these? Like, I'd like to give them a try. So it's pretty easy because the school provides them, and you just got to dial in what you like.
And with the practice equipment you have, you can see swing speed, spin on the ball. Mm-hmm. So then that helps you kind of
figure
out what kind of ball. Because a lot of the times the most expensive ball isn't the best ball for an amateur golfer.
Yeah, no, that's
because they're made for pros.
Yep, who can put a lot more spin and yeah.
Are you and the rest of the juniors close? Like, I want to say off the course, but you would be close on the course. Like in the summer, do you guys meet up and go golfing or anything like that, or it's kind of on your own?
There's a couple of times we've always talked about it. With our junior class, we are very, very involved. Like all of our majors, I know 3 out of 4 of us have like science background majors. So during the summer, it's kind of hard to get together because we're either like working or doing an internship. So we've always talked about it, and this summer we really wanted to just do like kind of like a home course tour this summer.
Cool.
But we'll see how it goes, just because I know we're really busy. But of course we'd like to make it happen. It just depends on if we're going to have the time.
All right. Well, Sarah, your time is up. Just like that. Wasn't too bad, right?
Wasn't too bad at all.
No. Well, congrats on a very good season.
Thank you.
Got one more to go. Yep. Get another championship next year. But
love to hear it.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time, and we'll see you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And again, Sarah Bevington with the women's golf team at Adrian College. She is a junior. We're going to talk with another junior from Holland. We've got another student athlete from Holland. Huh. Interesting. Men's lacrosse. Michael Jonas coming up next on the ACL Access Show on 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the AC All Access Show live from Frickers and Adrian. Big night tonight in the NFL. Maybe you want to soak in the draft. You can do that right here on South Main and Adrian. Ian Wendt, I am your host for this program. We're going to finish up the hour by talking men's lacrosse. We have Michael Jonas with me. He's a junior attackerman from Holland, Michigan. So when you play Hope, it means just a little bit more, huh, Michael?
Yeah, a little extra when we're playing them.
well, then I have to start with that question. What brought you to Adrian College? Was it specifically lacrosse, or what got you here?
It was partly lacrosse. I didn't want to stay too close to home. I kind of wanted to get away. And then I kind of just believed what Coach Wetzel had for us planned here.
I've had a couple conversations with Coach, and I don't play lacrosse, but I buy in to what he's doing. I had a chance to broadcast your first game of the season, and gosh, have things happened since then.
Oh, yeah.
But a good win back then, a double overtime, a triple overtime game. The Bulldogs ended up winning. This year, the team is 8-6 overall, 3-2 in conference play. You're on tap to finish the conference season with a game against Albion. I work with one of your teammates. He's interning at the station, Cam Reed.
Oh, yeah.
The defenseman. We talk off the air about the team and where guys are at and how things are going. But you've won 2 in a row in the league, putting yourself in position for the postseason tournament, right?
Yep.
A win this weekend would put you...
I think if we win this weekend, we're looking at a 2, 3, or 4 seed, depending on how much we win by.
Oh, so it's goal differential if you're tied?
Yes, that would what it would go to.
All right. Expectations for the season? You started the year right after that win. I think you guys were getting votes in the national poll. 8-6 record. That's good, not great. But, there are the wins that matter, right, are the three in conference. But how would you assess the season?
I think so far we've had our up and downs throughout the season, some tough losses, some good wins. But I like how you say the last couple games are the ones that have mattered the most, because that's kind of ones that matter to us. Like, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
And you want to be playing your best at the end of the season.
Oh, for sure.
Right, build it to the crescendo of in the MIAA postseason. Speaking of the league, you were named the Offensive Player of the Week. You had 13 points, 6 goals, 7 assists over 2 wins. You beat Trine and Alma. The offense had quite a bit of fun against Alma. I read 23 goals.
Oh, for sure. That was a good game to get in.
That's like a bounce back kind of game, a bounce back week, right? Would you say going from 1-2 record to 3-2?
100%. Those first two games are tough, but bouncing back and those strong performances from those games certainly help.
Let's see. Lead the team in scoring with 29 goals, 33 assists. That puts you in the lead with 62 points. With stats usually comes leadership. How would you describe yourself as a leader? Are you a vocal guy? Are you a lead by example guy? How would you say you lead the team?
I'd say the last 2 years I've been more of a quiet guy, but I think this year being named captain and kind of stepping into more of a leadership role has helped me become more vocal. But I think lead by example is probably how I lead the most, because everyone's got eyes on me and anything I do is always being watched. So I think that's kind of where my leadership comes from the most.
Back in your high school days, how many years of lacrosse did you get in? Back then, years ago.
I started in fifth grade.
Oh, geez, okay.
Yeah, so I've been playing for a while. Because of COVID and everything, I only ended up playing 1 year of varsity. So that was unfortunate, but.
Okay. Huh. All right. Wow. Really found yourself this year. The team, from what I remember, roster is kind of junior-ish heavy, but then a mix throughout the rest of it. How would you say that, how has that been for you being a captain? Because a junior captain trying to give orders, quote-unquote, to a senior, they might take it a certain way. You kind of got to balance that out a little bit.
For sure. I think, those guys buying into what we believe in and, trusting us, to be those leaders kind of helps. Their buying in helps us, help them in a way.
What's it been like with Coach Wetzel, with this team? You're in position to clinch a postseason berth, and that's there are certain goals you have for the year, pun intended, with, win the regular season, make it to the conference tournament, win that thing, and then go on from there. Obviously, the top seed is out of the question, but you're in position to check off a box. What's that been like for you in preparing for this week?
Well, it's just been thinking about our goal has always been to host a playoff game, and that comes with the expectation to win, and we expect to win going into games, and that's a big thing going into Saturday because we know that we can clinch that spot, and I think we've been working extra hard this week with that thought in our brains.
Now, I know that school over there, a little ways away, the one that I'm not going to name mention here, just means a little bit more for the school. There's that kind of built-in rivalry with the proximity, and we play them in a lot of sports. That just can really add to the atmosphere and intensity for a meaningful game.
100%. The last 2 years that I've been here playing those games with those top schools that we were kind of having those rivalries with are always more intense, more fun to play in.
Reading down further on my note sheet here, it says you are locked into a playoff spot. Can they go no higher than four? They're in the four spot? Okay. Mike Prane, the SID, telling me that you're in that four spot. You already know you're going to go to Hope, but, again, you still want to be riding in on a win streak, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think continuing what we've built this last week with those two wins or three wins against Try and KZU and Alma are big, and then continuing this Saturday would help our mental state and going into that playoff game.
Talking with Michael Jonas with the men's lacrosse team at Adrian College. Let's talk about, I guess, the lacrosse community over there, over at Docking Family Stadium. Women's team, new coach, picked up a conference win. They've been competing. I know talking with Cameron at the station, it's like, hey, we got a league win before you guys did, you know, like back early yeah. in the season, and that's friendly competition, right?
I 100%. Mean,
you probably are passing each other in practice, or you see each other at lunch, and that can kind of motivate you in a little bit and motivate them too.
For sure. We know a couple people over there, and, you know, there's always that talk, but definitely fired up for sure.
Yeah. All right. So that school whose name I'm not going to mention, 7 o'clock Saturday. Did senior day already happen, or is that going to be your senior day?
Yeah, we had senior day against the home game against Hope.
Okay. All right. Get that out of the way. You don't want it to be on everybody's mind last game of the year. Well, I guess maybe expectations for you and the team going into the MIAA tournament, obviously to win, but you want to make a good showing as well. You know, if you don't grab the win, or if you do, but I mean, you go into it thinking, okay, me from the outside, I guess, thinking, okay, this team has received votes in the poll. They can beat almost anybody. So that's in there. Do you guys talk about that? Like, okay, it's the talent's there. The team is there. If we play our game, we can beat anybody. Have you had that conversation?
For sure. I think we all know that we're more than capable of beating any team, especially in our league. And it's like that thought of having all the puzzle pieces and just putting them together is like the final thing. And I think the last week or two, we've been able to do that against those last three games.
All right. Well, the MIAA tournament starts next week. But if people haven't had a chance to watch Adrian College men's lacrosse, they are postseason bound. They're going to play the other AC 7 o'clock on Saturday over at Docking Stadium. So we might get some lights, depending on how long you guys want to play, if you want to do a triple overtime game or anything crazy like that. But I've had a chance to watch your team. It's a sport that I've learned a lot about this year. And, of course, I appreciate what you guys and gals do over with the lacrosse team. But best of luck this weekend, and good luck in the postseason.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Michael Jonas with the men's lacrosse team, a junior over at Adrian College. They're taking on the Britons at 7 p.m. Saturday night. It is their MIAA calendar conclusion Saturday night at 7 over at Docking Stadium. Their MIAA tournament starts next week. Okay, list of thank yous. Stacy Mitchell with our marketing department, Mike Prang with the sports information department at Adrian College for providing the student athletes, coaches, and all the little tidbits, the stats that make me sound like I know what I'm talking about. Thank you to Frickers for being a great host, and for all of you out there listening, also John Kane back in our studio. So that's going to do it for me here at Frickers. It's the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.